Hi, it's Jonathan Mosen, and I really appreciate your interest in the Daily Fiber Premium podcast. This is a way of getting my Daily Fiber technology news show without the music that we play and before it airs on Mushroom FM. Who said you can't take it with you when you go, eh? You can listen to it in your favorite podcast app, you can speed up the audio, you can skip around the podcast. The Daily Fiber Premium podcast is hosted on a service called Patreon. If you've not heard of it before, it's a platform that allows creators to charge for their work and for you to support that work. Once you've signed up with Patreon, you may find other people using it who you'd like to support. It's a one-off sign-up process, and once you've signed up, it's really easy to maintain it. In this tutorial, I'm going to show you how to sign up for Patreon using your computer. I've prepared a separate audio tutorial on signing up with your iPhone. So if you have an iPhone and you prefer to sign up that way, then do check out the tutorial on that subject, which is available from the same page you got this one. For the best experience, I recommend making sure that you use a browser that is current and supported. In other words, use a browser like Chrome or Firefox or Edge, but not Internet Explorer. I'm going to use Mozilla Firefox for this demonstration. It's open now, and I'm going to press Ctrl L to get to the address bar.
Navigation toolbar, toolbar. Search or enter address edit combo.
And I'm going to type the URL for my Patreon page, which is www.patreon.com/JonathanMosen, all one word. And the case doesn't matter. I'll press enter.
Mosen Consult. Jonathan Mosen is creating the Daily Fiber podcast Patreon. Two regions, four headings and 34 links.
Here's my page, and on this page you will see some information about the Daily Fiber podcast, what it is, and what you get if you pay your $5 a month. I'm using JAWS, and I'm going to press the letter B, which will move me to the button on the page.
Become a patron button.
And right here is Become a Patron button, which is what I want to do, so I'll press the space bar to activate it.
Main region. Become a patron button. Patron checkout Patreon Mozilla Firefox read only. The Daily Fiber, first and on demand. Two regions, two headings and 29 links.
And if I navigate by form field by pressing the letter F.
Search edit. The Daily Fiber, first and on-demand radio button checked.
On any patron checkout page on Patreon, you'll see the rewards that are available. And some Patreon pages are quite elaborate in terms of the different tiers of rewards that are available. We may well offer different things in future, but now we only have this one option, which is the Daily Fiber Premium podcast for $5 a month, and that works out at about a quarter per episode. That radio button is currently checked. I'm going to press F to navigate to the next form field.
Dollar edit, 5.00.
If you're feeling generous, you can pay above $5 a month to support my work. That would be lovely.
Continue button.
And then there's a continue button, so I'll press the space bar to activate that. You don't get much speech feedback, but the page has in fact changed. I'll go to the top and navigate by form field.
Search edit. Sign up with Facebook button.
Now we've got the sign up page because we're assuming that you have not signed up with Patreon before. Because if you've done that in the past, you'll know that becoming a patron of somebody is pretty straightforward once you're signed up. The first option here is to sign up with Facebook. Now there's a lot of nervousness about Facebook at the moment, so let me be clear what this does and doesn't do. When you choose this button, Facebook merely authenticates you with Patreon. There is no financial information going back and forth between Facebook and Patreon. It's merely a way of authenticating you with the Facebook service. So if you have a Facebook account, this is by far the easiest way to get signed up on your computer. I would urge you to use it. There is no harm in doing that. And you'll be up and running in no time at all. Just press that button. You will be probably familiar with how this works. Facebook will then ask you if it's okay to pass on login credentials, which include your email address. You will answer yes to that question. You'll eventually go back to the Patreon site and you will be signed up. And you will be able to skip the next series of steps that we'll go through if you don't have a Facebook account. If that is you, then let's go to the next form field.
Full name edit.
And we can type our full name.
Main region. Full name edit.
I'm going to type Jonathan Mosen on Mushroom FM because I'm using a number of email addresses as part of this process to demonstrate different things. So let's just verify that.
Full name edit Jonathan Mosen on Mushroom FM.
And I'll press tab.
Email edit.
I will now type my Mushroom FM email address and press tab.
Confirm email edit.
And type it in again. Now I'm going to turn Forms mode off by pressing the Escape key.
Virtual PC.
And down arrow.
Password clickable. Password edit. Edit Jonathan.
I'll press the Tab key.
Password edit.
And type my password in that I've chosen to use for this account. And now I'm going to press Escape to turn Forms mode off.
Virtual PC.
And down arrow.
You agree to our clickable. Link terms of use.
And this is something that trips a lot of people up. Patreon really wants you to look at these terms of use that you are agreeing to. If you don't make an effort and choose this link, which will open the terms of use in a new tab in your browser, then you won't be able to sign up. The sign up button will be grayed out. And I suppose that's reasonable, really, because you shouldn't really agree to things you haven't seen, right? So I'll press enter.
Terms of use link. Mozilla Firefox read only. About. Blank. Terms of use Patreon. Two regions, 17 headings and 44 links.
The terms of use have now popped up, and you can review these if you like so you know what you are agreeing to. When you've done that, there's no checkbox to check or anything like that. You just press Control F4 to close this tab and return to the one you were in before.
Patron checkout Patreon Mozilla Firefox read.
Now I'm going to go to a checkbox.
Main region. Frame. I'm not a robot checkbox not checked.
This is a recapture challenge, and with a modern browser, all you have to do is check this box.
Not checked, unavailable. Not checked. Checked.
Now it's changed to checked, and if we press B.
Sign up button.
There is the sign up button. It is no longer grayed out, and we can press this to activate it. I'll do that now.
Checked.
We have an account on Patreon now, but we haven't paid yet, and there are two ways that you can do that. I'll press the B key to navigate by button.
User menu button, button menu. Pay with credit card button.
That's a nice, clearly labeled button. When I choose it, we'll get a form and we'll go to that form in a minute. If I down arrow.
Pay with. Graphic 7P slash add BW SAZZAIX 1AALFTKSUQMCC clickable.
Now that's not very nice, is it? But that is the PayPal option. And there are only two ways that you can pay. So we know by a process of elimination that if the clearly labeled button is the credit card one, then this must be PayPal. Hopefully some of us can contact Patreon and ask them to label this better because it isn't very nice at all. When you choose this option, if you have PayPal OneTouch set up, you'll be logged in. There'll be a Pay Now button. It'll be a really quick process. Otherwise, if you have a PayPal account, you can enter your PayPal username and password and then choose the Pay Now button and you'll be returned to Patreon. I'm going to go back up.
Pay with credit card button.
And pay with credit card.
Patron checkout Patreon Google Chrome. Frame read only. Edit. Card number. Computer Braille. Secure credit card form dialog. Main region. Form region. Edit. Card number.
I'm going to type in my credit card number and pause the recording while I do that. I've typed it in and I'll press tab.
Edit. MM slash YY.
I'm going to type the expiration date of my card. I've done that and I'll press tab.
Edit. CVC.
And it's asking for the three-digit number on the back of my card, which I'll now type in. I've done that and I'll press tab.
Number link.
I'll press tab again.
Navigation region. Pledge US dollar 5.00 button.
And here's the magic button. Pledge $5. I'm going to activate that button.
Stripe checkout frame. Thank you for your pledge to Jonathan Mosen Patreon. Two regions and 33 links.
We've got the thank you page confirming that you have paid the $5 a month. And you will also get to this page if you had paid via PayPal. The next thing we want to do is explore how to get the Daily Fiber on some device that you own as a podcast if you prefer to receive it that way. I'm going to press Control F to perform a JAWS find.
JAWS find.
And type the word podcast and press enter.
Thank you. I really appreciate your support of the Daily Fiber podcast.
That's a thank you note from me. I'll press F3 to repeat the search.
Thank you. I really want to listen to Jonathan Mosen's posts with your favorite podcast app. Separator. Blank. Read only edit HTTPS.
And this is what you can paste into a podcast app. This is necessary because you've been kind enough to pay for premium content. So this podcast feed is not available in the usual podcast directories such as iTunes. But every podcast app has the ability to add a manual feed. It's just a matter of finding out how. So what I'd like to do here is first show you how to get your personalized feed, and then second, how you might add it to a few of the most commonly used apps. If I down arrow,
copy link button,
there's a copy link button, and I'll press enter on that.
Main region.
I can verify before navigating away from this page that the URL is on the clipboard by pressing the JAWS key with space, and then C, which will let me look at the contents of the clipboard.
Clipboard text. https://www.patreon.com.
And there it is. There's the Patreon RSS link that is especially for me, and I can now paste this into any podcast app. If you're doing this on your PC, but you want to subscribe to the podcast feed on iOS, what you could do is copy it to a text file, save that text file in a cloud-based service that you're using, such as Dropbox or OneDrive, and get to it that way, or you could email yourself the link. But there may not be any need to do that because you will also receive an email from Patreon with this same link in it. And you can open that link on your iPhone, you can grab the link from there and paste it into any compatible podcast app that allows you to use your own RSS feed. So you will receive this as an email as well. Let's take a look at a couple of common scenarios. Chances are that if you use a Windows or Mac-based podcast app, you'll be familiar enough with it to navigate the menu bar to find the Add Manual Podcast Feed option. Pretty much every podcast client that I'm aware of has the ability to do this. iTunes is a very common app, so let's have a look at how easy this is.
Search box edit.
I'll go to iTunes.
iTunes, desktop app.
And press enter.
iTunes, no results.
I'll go to the file menu.
Menu. New submenu.
And down arrow.
Edit rules unavailable. Close window control. Add file to library. Add folder to library. Burn playlist to disk. Library submenu. Devices submenu. Home sharings. Open stream. Subscribe to podcast. S.
And there is the subscribe to podcast option. I'll press enter on it.
Leaving menus. Subscribe to podcast dialog. URL. Edit.
All I have to do is paste from my clipboard now because you remember there was a button on Patreon to copy the link to the clipboard, so I'll paste it in.
Pasted. Off equals F8Y.
And there it is.
OK button.
And there's an OK button. If I press OK, it will subscribe in iTunes, which also has the benefit of subscribing in Apple Podcasts. So if you have Apple Podcasts on your iPhone, simply by doing this in iTunes, you will also have subscribed there, and it will also be available on your Apple TV and your AirPod if you have those devices. Any PC-based or Mac-based management system will be similar. You will also, as I say, have received an email from Patreon itself with this link. And let's have a look at how we can subscribe in a couple of places that you might want to do it. So I've opened the email that has information about Patreon rewards for subscribing to the Daily Fiber podcast. And in this email is your own personal RSS feed that you paid for. I'm navigating to mine.
Today, Patreon podcast RSS image. Use this link to listen to Jonathan Mosen's audio posts with your favorite podcast app. HTTPS.
Here it is. Now I'm going to double tap and hold on this link.
Alert. HTTP.
There it is. Now if you have a 3D touch device, be careful not to press too hard or you'll get a completely different effect. So gently double tap and hold if you have a 3D touch capable device. And a menu has popped up. I'm going to flick to the right.
Open button, add to reading list button, copy button, share button, cancel button.
We certainly don't want you sharing this. I appreciate that. Let's flick left.
Share copy button.
And double tap copy.
Patreon trademark.
And now we have copied that URL to the clipboard. Having done that, we can do all sorts of groovy things like open podcasts.
Podcasts library heading.
I'm in the native Apple Podcast app. This is the one that a lot of people use, and it's available for free from Apple for download. At the bottom of the screen,
search tab for browse selected library tab.
We have the tab strip, and we want to be in the library tab to make use of this URL. We are there now, so I'm going to go to the top of the screen.
Library heading, edit button.
And there's an edit button. I'll double tap that.
Edit.
And flick to the right.
Selected. Shows. Select. Reorder. App. Download. Reordered. New station. Add a podcast by URL. Ellipsis.
Here's add a podcast by URL. I'll double tap.
Alert. Text field. Is editing. Podcast URL. Character mode. Insertion point at start.
We've got the podcast URL that we need on the clipboard. So I'm going to use the rotor now to find edit.
Edit.
There it is. I did one rotor gesture to the left and edit was there. And I'll flick down.
Paste.
And there's paste. I'll double tap.
HTTP.
There it is. I'll flick to the right.
Cancel. Subscribe. Button.
And double tap the subscribe button.
Downloaded episodes. Selected. Add a. Selected. Add a podcast by URL. Ellipsis.
It's now been added. Let's go to the top of the screen.
Library. Done. Button.
And double tap the done button.
Done.
I'll flick to the right now in Apple Podcasts, and I'm still in my library tab.
Edit. But shows. Episodes. Recently updated. Head. The Archers. To. The Daily Fiber Premium Feed. Today. Button.
And here's the Daily Fiber Premium Feed now in Apple Podcasts. I'll double tap.
The Daily Library. Back button.
And flick to the right.
The Daily Fiber Premium Feed. Subscribed. Artwork. Image. The Daily Fiber Premium Feed. Dimmed. Button. Play. For the 4th of May 2018. Button.
And if I double tap.
Double tap to. Play. For the 4th of May 2018. Play.
Welcome to the Daily Fiber, Mushroom FM's technology magazine show. And you have the Daily Fiber in Apple Podcasts, which of course also means that it's available on your Apple TV and your AirPod. And you can talk to Siri as well. We can say, play the latest episode of the Daily Fiber Premium Feed.
Okay, the Daily Fiber Premium Feed podcast coming up, starting with the newest episode.
And today is the 4th of May. So now that it's set up, it's only a Siri command away to hear the very latest version of the Daily Fiber. If you use Overcast, which is a very popular podcast app in the iOS using blind community, according to the stats I get for the blind side, there is something that you need to be aware of. If you copy the URL to the clipboard directly from the rewards page, you'll be fine. You'll be able to go through the steps that we'll outline in a second for Overcast. If you use the method I just outlined to copy the link from an email message, that does not work in Overcast. The reason for that appears to be that when Patreon sends a link and you copy that link to the clipboard, there's some additional metadata that tracks that link, and Overcast seems to choke on it. It does look like you're subscribed, and you do see the feed come up, but you don't get new episodes, which is obviously not what you want. So if it's not possible for you to get the URL directly from the rewards page, and you would normally have to email it to yourself, there are two ways to deal with this. One is that with the email from Patreon open, instead of copying the link to the clipboard from the email message, you can select the text manually using the selection methods now available in iOS and then copy to the clipboard. If you prefer not to do that, you can also email yourself from your computer a copy of the pure URL, not the URL that comes in the email from Patreon. And I've done that and I'm going to work with that. So I'll open the email.
Select it. HTTPS.
And there's the link, which looks like it's the same link when you read it like this, but underneath there's some additional stuff with the Patreon link that they email you that is upsetting Overcast. So I'm going to copy my link that I just pasted from the clipboard and emailed myself by using the same method we did just before. Double tap and hold on it.
Alert, HTTPS.
And now flick to the right.
Open, add to, copy, button.
And double tap copy.
HTTP.
Now we should be in good shape, so let's open Overcast.
Overcast, settings, button.
Overcast is open, I'll flick to the right.
Downloads, add playlist, add podcast, button.
And double tap add podcast.
Add pod, all podcasts, back button.
I'll flick to the right.
Add podcast, heading, add URL, button.
And here's the magic button for add URL. I'll double tap it.
Add URL text field, is editing, HTTPS. //www.pat
And very handily, the URL has already been pasted in for me, so there's no need to do anything else except go to the bottom right of the screen and double tap the done button.
Done. Face the settings button.
Now, if I flick to the right,
downloads, add play, add pod, playlist, all episode, Kiwi News, podcast, the Daily Fiber Premium Feed. Actions available.
I'll double tap.
Select all podcasts. Back.
Flick to the right.
The Daily Fiber Premium Feed. Heading. Close lock. The Daily Fiber Premium Feed. Jonathan Mosen's private RSS feed for Jonathan Mosen on iCloud.
And this tells me that it's Jonathan Mosen's private RSS feed for Jonathan Mosen on iCloud. So Overcast actually tells me that this is a closed lock private feed, which is a really nice feature. I'll flick to the right.
Selected, unplayed, all, settings, button. The Daily Fiber Premium for the 4th of May 2018, the 5th of May 19th minutes.
And I'll double tap.
Actions available.
And off we go with the Daily Fiber on Overcast. So the trick here is just not to use the method that gets all the additional superfluous email data from the Patreon link. Overcast does not seem to like that. Now, one obvious question that stems from all this is, what happens if I lose my RSS feed for some reason? Maybe I have an email client crash, or I just didn't save it and now I want it. Can I get it back? Absolutely you can. What you do is you go in your web browser to patreon.com/Jonathan Mosen and you choose the overview tab. And on the overview tab, you will find this RSS link and a button to copy it to the clipboard, just like we've been seeing here. So that's patreon.com/Jonathan Mosen and then the overview tab, and then you can find the RSS feed. It may seem a bit complicated to set up, but of course, once it is set up, it just behaves like a regular podcast. So once the setup is done, you set it and forget it. But also, it's not essential to use your podcast app at all. If you're happy to do so, you can go to patreon.com/Jonathan Mosen and you can download each episode as an MP3 file. So if that's what you prefer to do, feel free to go to the page anytime, check in to see if there's a new episode, grab the MP3, play it on any device that you like, whether that be your computer or your Victorita stream or whatever. And there you have it. Now you're set up to be on the cutting edge of the latest in technology news, and I really do appreciate your support of my work. I hope that you find the Daily Fiber useful.